subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Two guys right away that I know that you like and that are probably going very high, and I also see them mock to the Eagles and inside the top 10 all the time. Mm-hmm. Let's start with Kyle Pitts out of Florida. And Danny, I'll pitch a softball out on this one to you, but why should a tight end like Pitts be considered in that top five, top 10 area?
Because he's a receiver.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, he is going to, I think he, it depends on what the teams think. I've seen several reports or whatever you want to call them, tweets, rumors that teams have him ranked highly on their boards as a receiver. There's several teams out there that see him as a receiver. Now, does that mean he's going to be a receiver at the NFL level? I don't know. I think he'll probably play tight end. It's kind of like the Chase Claypool argument last year, but like on steroids, you know what I mean? Like people were like, oh, he's going to just transfer. He's going to be a tight end. And then he ended up just being a receiver like he was. So I'm guessing Pitts will end up being a tight end in the NFL. But what the discussion really tells you is that this guy has special movement skills. He's special with the ball in the air.
What about Pitts, like Darren Waller? Would you put it on that level?
Yeah, that's actually who I have comp to him. And I mean, last year he led all tight ends in contested catches. I think that's Pitts' game too. It is very good at the catch point. You know, he's a dominant sort of a catch point bully type guy. Very good in the red zone.
Like and Waller too. Like he plays a lot in line, and I think Pitts can play in line. I think he can do tight end things. I know with the Eagles, like when Zach Ertz wasn't the best blocker, they just have him on simple stuff. It's, you know, inside zone with the split flow action and all that stuff. Just don't ask him to do too much. And I think you can live with him there. But then what he does as a receiver, I think can be really special. I think he could be a big mismatch piece. And that's really the attractive part about his game. It's going to sound like I'm only asking about Eagles targets here, but they're picking at six, so there's a reason for that based in the framework of this show. There's a receiver out there that could help a lot of teams in that area. He seems like the clear wide receiver one, and he's LSU wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase. Danny, this class of wideouts has the potential to be just as special as last year's. Why is Chase just seemingly clearly at the front of that charge?
Yeah, for me, it's sort of his overall skill set and the fact that I don't have very many concerns. I think the one concern people are having with him, which doesn't bother me so much, is the lack of like elite speed or the ability to separate, I guess. But like to me, do you have those concerns about DeAndre Hopkins? Do you have those concerns about Devontae Adams?
CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah, exactly. The same deal. It to me, it's like he's so skilled at separating late in his routes, getting open at, like, you know, the subtle stuff that you see from the best receivers in the NFL where you're never really open. There's like a cliche, you're never really open in the NFL. Right. That's not true necessarily, but I do think like he has the ability to separate late. He has incredible acceleration. He might not be fast necessarily like a 4.4 guy, but he accelerates really fast. He's sudden. And when I found out, like, I watched him before I kind of dug into his measurables. When I found out he was 6 foot, I was like, what?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense to me. He plays big.
Alabama wideout Devonta Smith. I think we all get that he's a playmaker and he's exciting, but there's a concern with his size. Can you elaborate on the pros and cons with his game there?
I mean, it's kind of what I just said. It's like, if you're expecting Smith to have him high, this high, and I do in my rankings, I'm expecting him to be an outlier in the NFL, which is always kind of you're always betting a little bit that these guys are going to, you know, succeed in the NFL. Like a lot of first round picks fail, all that stuff. There's already some risk there.
Yeah.
And then when you add in the fact that he's listed, I got him at 172. Maybe he might even be skinnier than that, like 165, right. 160. When you say, like, when you look at that, it's rare for guys that size, that rail thin sort of structure, the frame, to succeed or at least put up big numbers in the NFL. It's just a rare thing. So you have to say, does this guy have the skill set to be an outlier and go against the grain in terms of what we've seen historically? And I do think he does, like, for whatever reason. And you said it, he's just like a playmaker. The dude just makes plays.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.